I think I say that was a real good dollar that didn't make no trouble, and I'm sorry to see it go. Rianda replied and pointed to the middle card. McQuown turned it over, revealed the king, and made Rianda's dollar disappear into his pocket. This time the queen was on the far left. McQuown, a dollar and a quarter richer, smiled at the folks from Harwich. The plastic flower tucked into the brim of his hat nodded to and fro in the salt-smelling air. "Who's next?" he asked. "Who wants to race his eye against my hand?" "I think we're all raced out," Mrs. Gerber said. She gave the man behind the table a thin smile, then put one hand on her daughter's shoulder and the other on her sleepy-eyed son's, turning them away. "Mrs. Gerber?" Bobby asked. For just a moment he considered how his mother, once married to a man who had never met an inside straight he didn't like, would feel if she could see her son standing here at Mr. McQuown's slapdash table with that risky Randy Garfield red hair gleaming in the sun. The thought made him smile a little. Bobby knew what an inside straight was now. Flushes and full houses, too, he had made inquiries. "May I try?" "Oh, Bobby, I really think we've had enough, don't you?" Bobby reached under the Kleenex he had stuffed into his pocket and brought out his last three nickels. "All I have is this," he said, showing first Mrs. Gerber and then Mr. McQuown. "Is it enough?"
"Son," McQuown said, "I have played this game for pennies and enjoyed it."
Mrs. Gerber looked at Rianda. "Ah, hell," Rianda said and pinched Bobby's cheek. "It's the price of a haircut, for Christ's sake. Let him lose it, and then we'll go home."
"All right, Bobby," Mrs. Gerber said and sighed. "If you have to."
"Put those nickels down here, Bob, where we can all look at them," said McQuown. "They look like good uns to me." "Yes, indeed. Are you ready?"
"I think so."
"Then here we go. Two boys and a girl go into hiding together. The boys are worthless. Find the girl and double your money."
The pale, dexterous fingers turned the three cards over. McQuown spieled and the cards blurred. Bobby watched them move about the table but made no real effort to track the queen. That wasn't necessary.
"Now they go, now they slow, now they rest. Here's the test." The three red-backed cards were in a line again. "Tell me, Bobby, where's she hide?"
"There," Bobby said, and pointed to the far left. Sully groaned.
"It's the middle card, you jerk. This time I never took my eye off it."